Well, Michael, looking forward now to the game against Galway this coming Saturday in Marchevik Park, I suppose. What's it been like in the last 2 weeks at training? You've got a good one and against Meath down and Navan. It was very much welcomed. I'm sure there's a few things to work on, but what's it been like now ahead of this Galway game?
Yeah, it's been very positive. I suppose it's strange in a way. We're a week back to back there from the Longford game to the Meath game, and having, I suppose, up to the 2 weeks there to get prepared for this game, which is probably welcome, So yeah, it's been really, really positive. The boys have really, really enjoyed the training as such, and we went to a new venue there and Killybegs there last week there on Sunday. We had a great session down there. It was a nice new surroundings, and we're positive and focused now heading into this Galway game. We're big task, and it's a new venue in the likes of Sligo too, so everybody's excited to get down and get stuck into it.
Looking at the pitch in Sligo, it's a tight venue. Marchevik Park is that a pitch that would suit the Donegal type game?
Well, it has to. That's the venue now at the moment. So as I say, I think I'm nothing but excited. I suppose the venue the last day there against down in Navan. I think we all welcome it. They're closer venues in terms of in terms of the crowd being on top of the field, and they say they're venues where it can be feel like a packed house all the time. So I think that's always a positive for us all, and it's a learning experience for a lot of lads maybe who hadn't played in front of them venues before. So as I say, I'm looking forward to it. I remember being down there in 2009, which is many moons ago now, against the same opposition, and we had a positive enough day that day, and as I say, if it can turn out as positive this year around, we'll be happy.
Galway rather will be on a backlash from that Connacht final defeat at the hands of Roscommon. It can swing either way, but are you just going to have to be at your best that you've been this year if you're going to have to overcome them?
Yeah, we're going to have to show an improvement. I think everybody knows that. Say supporters and players and the whole lot of us know alike. The performances, against Longford and against Meath, yes, there were improvement game on game, but we're going to need to go up the rungs again to beat this Galway side. As I say, they beat Mayo, who were in the All-Ireland final last year, and yes, maybe it didn't go their way against Roscommon the last day out, but we know ourselves, not getting a result in a championship in a game that you wanted to perform in is a very hurtful thing, and you're always going to want to turn the corner and I suppose ultimately try and give a bit back in terms of a backlash. So we're expecting that from Galway, but come here, we can't control what Galway's going to bring to the table. We have a right idea what they are going to bring, and we need to know ourselves what we have to bring to the table, and we need to get out there and do it now down in Sligo.
Yeah, you have been improving through the qualifiers, game on game. You are lucky in a way that you haven't had too many injuries. Cian Mulligan has a bit of an injury. He should be okay for the weekend. At this stage of the year, that's a huge bonus, Michael.
It is. It's a big bonus out in the training field too. Even that chat about the training down in Killybegs that day, and even over the last week there, more having all the bodies out and having everybody fresh and fit, it improves the training, improves the quality there, improves your preparation going into the game. So, and then you see the game and the way the game's played, and you look at all the games there from last weekend too. The 15 tick in the pitch is only a start now, and I know it's a lot of cliched thing, how strong is your bench, but it really, really is the whole 20-21 man game on that day, as well as your whole squad been pushing on, and the more hungry a squad and the fitter squad you can keep, I do believe it's going to be a better thing going on to the back end of the summer. So as I say, this game's a massive opportunity to get into Croke Park and to a last eight. Last eight is no thing to turn the nose up at. As I say, from there on in, then it can be anybody's game. But as I say, we'll take this game one at a time, and a big game against Galway is what we expect, and we want to try and give a performance that'll be enough to get a result and give everybody in Donegal a massive lift again.
Just finally on the supporters, they've turned out in big numbers, Longford and again in that match in Navan. With the close proximity of the ground, it's going to be a packed house, and the support means so much to the players. That was evident in Navan, and again looking for a big turnout on Saturday, Michael.
It is, and come here, something we've never taken for granted, but throughout the whole of the league this year, the whole supporters have really got behind, I suppose, a new team in a way. After the Tyrone game and not giving a performance that the whole support deserved, it would have been very easy, I suppose, for a number to take a back seat. But the way they came out against Longford that day, and probably not a performance we would have liked, but especially in Navan, it was fantastic to see, to have to travel down that way on a Saturday. The support really, really was absolutely phenomenal, and it's it really is a big huge bonus. And as I say, if they show out in Sligo again, it'll be fantastic for us all. But we need to give them now something to cheer about, and we need to give them a performance and a victory that they can be proud of, and give them something to shout about.
Okay. Best of luck on Saturday, Michael.
Cheers, Ashley. Thanks.